您现在听到的是精简版的 Round Table 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Round Table。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
A mother lets her 12-year-old son quit school altogether because he can earn 30,000 yuan a month for playing video games. Do you think it's okay for a young boy to give up studies since he can make a living by playing video games?
It does sound like every 12-year-old boy's dream, doesn't it? You know, not having to go to school anymore and earning money by playing video games. I can see how this might be a somewhat controversial issue. It's amazing to me the rise of, like, esports and online gaming and everything, not just in China, but in other parts of the world. Mm. But you know, it's actually now a living for some people, and it's a job, and people earn money from doing this. I mean, it's been reported that this boy earns, you know, over $4,500 a month just by playing this game. He signed a contract with this one particular online streaming platform where, you know, they have online viewers, you know, watching him play this game, you know, as he's doing it, sort of as live.
I can't think of a nerdier, geekier, socially just averted way of a job. This is totally absurd to me, but they make big bucks.
Right,
like 30,000 yuan per month, that's far more what they pay for a
CRI.
White... Yes. than what I get for my job, obviously. Mm. Thanks, Luo Yu, making it so apparent to everyone. And also just white-collar jobs in general.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So what do you guys think? Is it okay?
I think it's, you know, quite a bit of a trade-off here. For one thing, actually, this mother is breaking the law. According to the law of compulsory education here in China, it stipulates that all the people, every individual, is entitled to have these compulsory education for 9 years. And this schoolgirl is only 12 years old. And
Schoolboy.
And he went to the vocational school, and obviously he hasn't finished the schooling yet. However, if you see what the mother, the boy's mother, has said, it's a very nice gesture. Because his mother said, you know, we just hope our kid to grow up happily. And if he can realize his dream, we all back him up. So I think, you know, people have to change our traditional mindset. After finishing this 9-year compulsory education, he can do whatever he mm-hmm. wants. And he's really gifted and talented mm-hmm. in this esports. We have millions of new jobs created in modern society. For example, we have this 酒店试睡员, hotel sleeper, for those people who inspect the quality of the service provided mm-hmm. by hospitality industry,
yes.
be it a resort or hotel, mm-hmm. and you rate them. Also, we have these 网红, right? Internet celebrity. They sell millions of clothes on the internet and they earn big bucks as well.
Okay. Thanks for telling us that there are a lot of new jobs that have been created in this, well, economic climate. I think that's the kind of news we really do want to hear. Mm. I just like to revisit the part you talked about, Luo Yu, what the mom said. All we want is this boy to be happy. I mean, that statement alone, there's nothing you can say against it. But I wonder, if you look at the whole story and a mother saying this to her 12-year-old son, isn't it a little bit irresponsible? Sometimes it's very easy to say yes to your kid, but he's only 12. And isn't it his mother's responsibility to think a little bit further for him? You're only 12. You can earn this much amount of money now, but your life is long. Is this going to be sustainable? And also, all those examples that Luo Yu gave earlier, if it's a 12-year-old boy doing all those things, how many years can he do that? Shouldn't the mother, as the legal guardian of the boy, think a bit further and plan a bit further for him?
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. I think, you know, it's a bit indulgent to say this to a 12-year-old, you know, do whatever you want and whatever makes you happy. In the UK, compulsory education is 15 to 16 years old. And I think if you finish that level, then yes, I think you can go and do what you want. If you have this sort of aptitude for something that you enjoy doing and something that pays well, then I don't see there's any reason not to do it. But, you know, we're talking about a 12-year-old kid here who, you know, presumably hasn't taken any exams or doesn't have any qualifications. And if this, you know, he might be earning big money now, but you never know how things might transpire in a few years' time. You know, he might fall out of love with it, or, you know, this is an industry that moves very, very quickly. Maybe there'll be a new game that'll come out that he won't be as good at, and maybe he'll just fade into obscurity, and then all of a sudden he'll find one day that he's got no backup because he's got no qualifications. It's like the nearest thing I can think of is, you know, if you're very good at sport or something and you get signed up to a like a football team at a very young age and you think, oh yeah, I've made it and whatever, and maybe you get a very bad injury and then you can't play football anymore. And if you don't have any qualifications because you didn't pay attention in school because you thought you were going to be a footballer for the rest of your life, then all of a sudden, you know, you're rather stuck and you're on your own. So, you know, I do think it's important, even if there are these sort of riches on offer, that people take a look at the bigger picture here.
The most important thing is, you know, this boy, when he's indulged and engaged in his gaming industry, he's not shy and he's not bad-tempered. He's outstanding performers, and that's very important for the growth pattern psychologically for a human being.
And we have a lot of messages coming in again. Great! It's a great day for Roundtable. There's so many people listening to our live show, actually. Oh, hello, Huang Hongcheng, mister. Haven't seen you in a while. He says, I've seen that kid play the game and he plays well. Oh, and I think a 12-year-old
oh, really?
Boy can't plan out his life in such a young age. Also, e-player will reach his or her peak at around 23 years old, and after that his life would sort of go down in a spiral when it comes to professional game playing. I just wonder, what does Mr. Huang do? He sounds like he knows a lot about
this
gaming world.
But I mean, if Mr. Huang said there, you know, that the peak is around 23 years old, you know, what happens after that?
This boy has got another 11 or 12 years to reach the peak, right, as a professional game player.
Yeah, but he's also got 60 more years to live.
Yeah.
What's he going to do for the rest of his life?